Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Today, I want to share 8 high-performance leader traits that no one ever talks about. These are the deep, intrinsic, under-the-skin actions high-performance leaders take every day, often without discussion or conscious thought, and never in a quest for glory or martyrdom. They are the strategic underpinnings that define how a true winner ticks. It's a rare leader, actually, who embodies all 8 of these behaviors, and here they are. Trait number 1, the willingness to look like a ridiculous idiot and fool. Big decisions yield big results, one way or the other. You know, when decisions go right, leaders who make them are hailed as heroes, as brilliant, cutting edge, innovative, on the forefront of advanced thinking. But when decisions go south, the leader is often assaulted as a goat of the highest order, ridiculed by enemies, questioned by friends, followers, and peers. Heck, even your family, those who love you the most, may wonder, what in the world were you thinking? So if you're afraid of the jeers, bothered by snickers and darting glances, or you can't handle the name-calling behind your back, it will compromise your ability to make the bold decisions that every strong leader is called to make. Trait number 2, the refusal to live with the status quo, the hunger for constant improvement. Never satisfied is a mantra that describes the mindset of the high-performance leader. No matter how well things are rolling along, no matter how great last year was, no matter how many accolades come their way, there is a constant lust for growth and advancement, for better and greater, for progress and enrichment, and a nagging fear that if we don't, it's all going to collapse. The solution? Seek constant improvement. Trait number 3. The readiness and willingness to inflict pain and suffering on their own followers. No, by that I do not mean unethical or unlawful pain and suffering. Never that. I mean the kind that brings on more work. So let me explain. People get locked into their comfort zone. That's human nature. They like regularity. They know the drill. They get in a groove. And they want things to remain the way they are. So change drives them crazy. In their minds, change causes unwanted pain and discomfort. Then, along comes a high-performance leader with an unquenchable thirst for innovation, improvement, and growth. In other words, change. And what you have is a combustible mix and an inevitable explosion. The bottom line, to be a high-performance leader, you have to be ready and willing to inflict pain and suffering on your followers to drive the change you want. Trait number 4, an intolerance of negative people. We've come to live in a candy-coated, politically correct Pollyanna world. Few people say what's really on their minds for fear of offending someone of a different color, race, religion, mindset, or belief system, or another neighborhood or a different college or company. Even your own peers, your direct reports, or your spouse and kids. We tend to have lost the courage to stand up for what we believe and what we hold dear. Now, I'm not advocating a disregard for civility or common decency. Nothing of the sort. Just that we clearly identify bad people with ulterior motives, especially those who poison the minds of decent people, and stay away from them. Trait number 5, driven by speed and massive action. You know, in business, it used to be the big who ate the small. Not anymore. Today, it's the fast who eat the slow. So it is with the high-performance leader. Whether in business, military, sports, family, or life in general, they have a penchant for fast action, and lots of it. The U.S. military offensives in the Gulf War and Iraq were marked early on by the shock and awe attacks, designed for one purpose: to show the enemy our overwhelming force and might, and hopefully bring about an early surrender. And in the Gulf War, it actually did. The question for you is, are you willing to pursue your success vigorously at full bore? Trait number 6, systematizing everything that is a repeatable, high-priority behavior. Winners are fanatics about creating formulaic systems for activities that are replicated over and over and over again. Why reinvent the wheel every day? They have systems for everything. In business, there are bill paying systems, selling systems, marketing systems, hiring systems, systems for manufacturing widgets, processing orders, customer callbacks. In families, there are meal planning systems, yard work systems, after school activity systems, weekend errand systems, systems for getting the kids off to school in the morning. Are you wired this way? What can you systematize right now that you haven't? Trait number 7, the eager obedience of the impulse to act now. The unwashed masses always wait until tomorrow. The high-performance leader seldom does. There's a ticking time bomb in the leader's psyche that pushes him or her to action now. Over time, they learn to obey the impulse, and it seldom fails them. As a result, they get more done in a short time than most. One caveat, though, it's fair to point out that acting now is a mindset, but not a universal dictate. It's true that some things are better done later, or after further thought, or upon greater reflection. The trick is knowing when to act now and when to wait. And only experience and trusting your gut can answer that. And finally, trait number 8, a refusal to make excuses or alibis for personal failures and non-achievement. High integrity leaders are, to their core, personally responsible. They make no excuses for their frailties, their stumbles, their misjudgments, their miscues. They point no fingers, deflect no just criticisms, and they blame no others. In short, they own it. As a result, they easily garner the respect and envy of others. Followers want to follow them, outsiders want to join their ranks, and junior leaders have an admirable model to aspire to. This is the most enviable position a leader can be in. Well, there you have it. The 8 high-performance leader traits no one ever talks about. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.